Fellows, my Lubari listeners and fellow real estate enthusiasts, welcome back to another episode of the Lubari Real Estate Podcast, your go-to source for all things multifamily real estate, giving you advice and also great stories like this one's today. So speaking of today, we're not going to have a typical episode like I usually do because today is a day of celebration. So my team and I have officially closed on our first deal, our first multifamily deal, 72 units in beautiful Texas. I'm not going to tell you where yet. We're still getting all the details and stuff ready for you guys. So I'll let you know via Instagram, Facebook, and all the social media platforms and on another episode of the Lubari Real Estate Podcast. So with that being said, we are going to tell the story of Cielo Vista. All right, so rewind the track. It all begins in February of 2023. So I'm on the Marcus & Miller chat website, and I see a portfolio. And for those of you guys who have been listening to a while, if you go way back when, there is a podcast episode, I believe it might be number 5 or something like that. The name of the podcast episode was 5 Property Portfolio. So originally there were 5 properties and we took a bid on 2. So we put in our LOI and we were rejected. Our purchase price came in, well, offer was a little too low for the seller. So we were kicked out and we were not in the best and final running. So about 4 to 6 months later, that same portfolio with all the properties minus one comes back into my email and I get a call from the broker. And then so I ask him to send me the updated financials. We underwrite it. The deal actually looks better than what it was back in February when it first popped up on the market. So I took it to the team and we decided, hey, let's go for it. But we had one problem. So because this is our first deal, none of us had the experience or the net worth to take this down. So we're not just going to give up on it like that. That's what we said to ourselves. So what do? We go find a KP. So we find a KP. Awesome guy. He is truly something special. I got to tell you about that. So we form a partnership with his group. His group is well established and has already, you know, been doing this, has the experience. So if you ask me, I would definitely have to say it was almost as if the stars aligned on this one. So we show them the deal. They love it and say, okay, let's go for it. So they coach us and they mentor us through the entire process, finding property management, doing a deeper level of underwriting, getting insurance quotes, formulating a business plan. And in November of 2023, last year, we submit our LOI and the seller approves. Not only did the seller approve, but the broker who I had stayed in communication with since February, he actually fought for us to get our team awarded the deal. And let me tell you, it's been a roller coaster, to be honest. Because it's the law of the first deal. Your first deal is always going to be the hardest. It's always going to take the longest. It's going to be the most stressful. But then after that, they start pouring in. And I can tell you from experience, that this deal definitely took a while. It definitely took a while, and it was pretty tough. We had to go to negotiations twice. But wow, it's been a crazy experience. So anyway, back to the story. So after we got awarded the deal, then we had to go through the process of preparing the earnest money and getting the due diligence done. So thanks to my mentorship, shout out to Brad Sumrock, I was able to have a lot of connections in Texas to help with due diligence. So we coordinated with a company called Omni, and Omni is amazing. They got it all done in one single day. I'm talking about roofing, plumbing, electricity, foundation, and everything. And by the end of the week, they sent us the full report back with everything on it. Everything that was wrong with the property, everything that was good with the property, and even possible value add opportunities as well. So it was just awesome just working with these people and seeing the process of how everything goes. And we walked almost every unit of the property to see the condition that the units were in and anything that we might need to, you know, prepare for as far as like CapEx expenses. So we got that done. And then while that was going on, we started the loan application process with Fannie Mae and the current mortgage holder, the current lien holder. So while that's all going as well, we also had to find an insurance company, find a property manager, I tell you, it just all came together so fast and so effortlessly. And during that whole process, we were coordinating with legal as well, so to draft up the PSA. So the seller's team drafted up the PSA, they sent it to our legal, and then we went through the redlining phase. So the redlining process took about, it took us about a week or two, going back and forth between what they want and what we want and somewhere in the middle. And then we finally agreed on the PSA. So we agreed on the PSA, we signed it, and then we deposited our earnest money. So now it's go time. It's go time. Oh, and I gotta take a step back for you guys real quick. We started due diligence right after we signed the PSA. So we got all the due diligence done, and then now it's just raising capital and waiting to hear back from the lender and Fannie Mae. So time goes on, and we got approval from the lender. Everything's good to go. And then about a month after that, we got approved from Fannie Mae. So it was like, oh, right. So now here we are in the beginning of March. And this is last month, so March 2024. And things start ramping up. Things start getting crazy. So we have our projected date. Things don't work out as planned. We have some issues on this side. Well, not our side, but issues with the seller. Seller's going out of country. Now we can't close on this date. We have to delay. We have a couple other issues with closing, and then so we have to delay it again. And then it just sort of all lined up once again, but not without a fight. There were some things that we had to fight for, some things that didn't make sense. I'm not going to say too much about it, but just know it was a bit taxing on the mental. But we got through it as a team. And once you go through this process, you really understand how valuable it is to have a team and why you should always do this with a team. Because if it was just me, I can only speak for myself. So if it was just me, I know I would have been stressed out because I still work at W2. And each of us as team members, we do a lot for this deal. And there has been an insane amount of effort over the last year that's gone into this project. And I can say I am nothing less than blessed and proud to be working with such an amazing group of people. And that really comes from the heart, because I mean, every other day we have meetings. At the same time, we're still teaching people how to invest every Friday night, attending other people's calls, attending conferences, and still working, giving it all that we got, talking to investors, doing our pitches. So I will say this, if you're serious about this, you're going to need commitment. You're really going to need to know your why, because going after your dreams is going to test you, and you need to be prepared, and you need to have a mindset of never giving up, no matter what's thrown your way, no matter what obstacle is placed on your path, you will overcome it. That's the mindset that you need to have. Because just a couple days ago, we thought that we could definitely lose this deal. We didn't want to, but at the end of the day, it's all about protecting your investors. As a syndicator, one of your highest priorities is to protect your investors. So we were willing to let go of the deal in order to protect them, because they had already, you know, funded their investments. They've already funded into this deal. So we're going to make sure that even if we as the general partners lose money, our LPs will not lose money. However, it didn't come to that. So we were able to work everything out with the seller pretty smoothly in the end, and it just all came together. And today, we closed the deal. And honestly, I don't think it's really hit me yet, because I've been busting my butt and everyone else on the team has too. And I'm in a way speechless, because I didn't think it would feel like this. But at the same time, I really don't know how it's supposed to feel. When you make a big step towards completing your dreams, it's absolutely wild. And I love it. And I want to help other people get this same feeling, or non-feeling, whatever I'm feeling, about chasing their dreams and making it happen. And no matter what, never giving up. Because at the end of the day, that's what has to happen. If you are serious about chasing your dreams, you're going to do what it takes. And I just closed my first deal today. So I want to inspire everyone else to go out and chase their dreams. If I can do it, you can do it too. You just have to put in the work and never give up. Be consistent. Show up. Always be willing to learn. And your dreams, they have no choice but to come to you, because you're seeking them out too. So find your why. Find your reason for doing what you do. And then do it to the very best of your ability. with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Lubari Real Estate Podcast. I still don't know what to do. I'm going to celebrate somehow, and it may involve tequila. It most likely will involve tequila, but and possibly a cigar. But if I have a cigar, then it might be whiskey. I'm celebrating. I can do both. But anyway, I want to say that I love you guys, and I believe in you, and you have my utmost support. So get after it. Go out there and chase your dreams. Be sick and tired of not chasing your dreams and not living how you want to live. And then once you're sick and tired of it, do something about it. Go for it. Make the change. All right, that's all I'm going to say, guys. That's all I'm going to say. But that was the version of the story. Maybe I'll write it down and get all my thoughts together one day. But my goodness. Yeah. Anyway, I love you all. And be blessed. And we'll see you next Tuesday.